This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne. At a Cinco de Mayo party in the White House Rose Garden last night, President Obama took the opportunity to reassure his supporters that he wants a comprehensive immigration bill, a bill that not only beefs up border security, but also provides a path to legalization for the 11 million or so undocumented workers in the U.S. right now. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
There was music and Mexican food in the Rose Garden last night, but there was also some serious politics.
I want to say it again, just in case anybody's confused. The way to fix our broken immigration system is through common sense, comprehensive immigration reform.
The confusion was caused by the president himself last week when he made remarks that left the impression his commitment to the issue was faltering.
And I know there's been some commentary over the last week since I talked about this difficult issue. Well, you know, is this politically smart to do? You know, can you get Republican votes? Look, of course it's going to be tough. That's the truth. Anybody who tells you it's going to be easier, that I can wave a magic wand and make it happen, hasn't been paying attention to how this town works.
And no one would argue with that. The difficult politics of immigration is the reason George W. Bush tried and failed to pass a similar bill. Current polls show the public split about whether to provide a path to citizenship for illegal aliens. 10% unemployment makes a vote on comprehensive reform even tougher. But last week, when Mr. Obama told reporters there might not be an appetite on the Hill for this controversial issue, many in the Hispanic community thought he was backing away from his commitment to push for an immigration bill as hard as he could.
It angered a lot of us, to be blunt.
That's Frank Sherry, executive director of the immigration advocacy group America's Voice.
Immigration reform is never going to be easy to pass, but we actually thought that the 2008 election was a game changer. I mean, Latino voters turned out in record numbers. We had a president who promised to move immigration reform during the first year of his presidency. And so the expectations have been very high. And as a result, I think the anger is getting just as high.
And here's a sample of that anger from the big rallies last weekend when 500,000 people in 90 cities turned out to protest Arizona's new immigration law.
Obama, remember, we vote in November.
Obama. Republicans lost support among Hispanic voters because they opposed immigration reform. But this year, it's Democrats who are also being whipsawed by immigration politics. In the midst of a severe economic downturn, many Democrats in Congress are reluctant to vote on a bill that includes legalization. But if they don't, they risk angering Hispanic voters, one of the most important parts of the Democrats' base. Simon Rosenberg runs a Democratic think tank involved with the immigration issue.
Whether or not the president pays a price will really depend to some degree on whether he can convince the Latino community that he's really done enough and is really committed to get this done. I think we still don't know the outcome of that.
So even if a bill can't pass Congress this year, the president has to show he tried hard to get it done, says Rosenberg, who points to polls that show Latinos still support Mr. Obama but are less inclined to vote this year than they were in 2008.
Because they haven't seen progress in Washington on the issue that matters most to them and their families, which is immigration. If this state of play is the same as we go into the fall elections, you know, the Democrats will be having disappointments across the country, there's no doubt.
Last night, the president tried to head off that problem when he said immigration reform can be done and needs to be done.
I want to begin work this year, and I want Democrats and Republicans to work with me.
The president will have another opportunity to talk about the issue on May 19th when the Mexican president arrives in Washington for an official state visit. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.